a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. Looks like it's going to rain. 50 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. Governor Spencer Cox really wants Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to run for president. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz begins our team coverage.
DeSantis is coming to town to speak to Utah's Republican delegates tomorrow.
I'll encourage him to consider running for president. He's done some great things in Florida. Obviously, we don't agree on everything.
Cox says DeSantis blew him away when Florida was dealing with hurricanes.
With his ability to respond to in those crucial moments when everybody's back is against the wall. I mean, they built roads, they built bridges, they did things that were just jaw-dropping.
DeSantis has been under pressure over Florida's gas shortages, accused of being out campaigning while the state is struggling. Governor Cox says sometimes governors have to balance local and national needs. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A group of protesters at Utah Valley University are speaking against DeSantis coming to town. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Six professors write in the Salt Lake Tribune that DeSantis's views are not in line with the university's mission and values. They call out several recent bills passed in the Florida legislature dictating what can and can't be taught in classrooms. The next chair of the party in Utah, Robert Axon, tells KSL at night that he'd like to actually see these professors bring their students to the convention.
Some GOP leaders are also calling out another UVU professor. He's accused of sharing a photo online of DeSantis with a swastika on his face. And while DeSantis will be there, Senator Mitt Romney will not. Party chair Carson Jorgensen was asked why Senator Romney needs the party.
He doesn't. That is the honest answer. Like, he doesn't have to have the party except for the R behind his name, because we all know, and that's where the rub lies.
The Deseret News reports the senator has a family commitment. Utah's monthly jobs report for March was released today, showing the state's unemployment rate held steady at 2.4%.
Job growth slowed just a little bit from 2.8% to 2.7%. So nothing we're worried about. We're, you know, with how tight things are, we're expected to see that number slow a little bit as we move forward.
Department of Workforce Services Deputy Director Nate McDonald tells Utah's Morning News the industries that lost the most jobs during the pandemic are now the industries adding the most jobs. KSL's top national stories. The NFL has suspended five players for violating gambling policy violations.
Three NFL players suspended indefinitely through at least the conclusion of the 2023 football season for betting on NFL games during the 2022 season. Quintez Cephas and C.J. Moore of the Detroit Lions and Shaka Tony of the Washington Commanders may petition the league for reinstatement at the end of the 2023 season. In addition, Stanley Berryhill and Jameson Williams of the Lions have been suspended for the team's first six regular season games of the 2023 season and won't be allowed to participate in preseason and postseason games and activities. The NFL says the betting did not compromise the outcome of any games. Dave Packer, ABC News.
By the stroke of midnight, the Supreme Court will have made a decision about what to do with abortion pills. The decision could have a major impact on access to medication abortions nationwide, even in states where abortion is legal. ABC News senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott breaks it down.
They took more time blowing past their own self-imposed deadline to consider a ruling from a lower court that would propose new significant restrictions and limitations on the abortion pill that's used in more than half of abortions in the United States. Now, this would limit the use of the pill to 7 weeks of pregnancy instead of 10. It would require 3 in-person doctor visits and no longer allow the pill to be available by mail.
Stay tuned to KSL News Radio for all the latest developments from the Supreme Court. The family of the man wrongly shot and killed by police in New Mexico is demanding accountability from the department.
Farmington, New Mexico police were at the wrong house when in the middle of the night they banged on a door responding to a domestic violence call. When the homeowner came to the door with a gun, they shot and killed him. Now, Robbie Dotson's wife, releasing doorbell camera video showing police acknowledging that they were at the wrong home, is preparing to file a lawsuit against Farmington police. Kim Dotson wants the officers charged with murder, the chief fired, and the department reformed.
You then demanded me to quit life-saving resuscitation and come out with my hands up.
Police admit the officers simply went to the wrong address that night. Alex Stone, EBC News.
Logan City is cracking down on idlers. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
The Logan Municipal Council has decided to reduce the number of warnings about people letting their cars sit at idle from 3 to just 1. The move follows a change to the Utah State Code back in 2019. The Herald Journal quotes Councilmember Amy Anderson as saying reducing the number of warnings to just 1 will help spread awareness about idling. The ordinance limits people letting their cars sit at idle to just 2 minutes anytime the temperature is above 0. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. Right now I'm looking at a live shot of a vehicle fire. A lot of black smoke in the area. This is westbound I-80, about 2 miles east of Saltaire. It's now been moved over to the shoulder. We're still waiting for fire crews to arrive. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
The important thing is stay curious and suspend judgment.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Do you have an IRA or 401k? It's natural to think of this as being your money, right? But remember, you still have to pay taxes when you withdraw this money in retirement. And you could be paying a lot more in taxes on these accounts than you know. A lot more. Learn the strategies that could help you reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement. Don't miss a special edition of Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, right here on KSL News Radio 102.7.
Experience the joy of clear, crisp vision again. The Moran Eye Center's cataract experts can help with that. A Moran Eye Center cataract surgeon can customize state-of-the-art care for your lifestyle and your goals. Recently ranked among the nation's top 10 eye centers by U.S. News & World Report, you're in good hands at Moran. Visit MoranEyeCenter.com and schedule a consultation today. MoranEyeCenter.com. With Moran Eye Center, your future looks brighter than ever.
If you have a parking lot at your business, you need to remember Go Pave Utah. And winter weather this year has been ferocious. Snow plows and ice have made your parking lot like driving over a swimming pool of Swiss cheese, full of holes. Go Pave Utah is Utah's trusted paving company, delivering asphalt paving and commercial concrete services in Salt Lake City, Ogden, and Provo for nearly 30 years. A call to Go Pave Utah will make you a hero for your customers, employees, or business. The team at Go Pave Utah comes same day with free evaluations and ensures best practices to address immediate repairs coupled with long-term plan suggestions to help extend the life of your parking lot, concrete, or asphalt. Go Pave Utah can help. Go Pave is the industry leader with reliable, fast, quality care. Go Pave Utah can do it all. For your free estimate on concrete and asphalt today, call Go Pave Utah or online gopaveutah.com. That's gopaveutah.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top story this hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is visiting Utah this weekend. He'll be down at Utah Valley University for the GOP state convention. Several professors have expressed their frustration at that visit in editorials published in the Salt Lake Tribune. KSL News Time, 12:08. A man has been arrested, accused of shooting people with a BB gun and holding someone by knife point near the Lehigh Farmers Market yesterday. Utah County Sheriff Sergeant Spencer Cannon says BB guns can do more damage than you might think.
They can cause bleeding. They could, if they hit someone in the teeth, it could knock or break their teeth, or it could put an eye out.
The man was booked on suspicion of attempted murder and aggravated assault. Police are still investigating after one of their officers was involved in a shooting in West Valley last night. West Valley City's Roxanne Vainuku says it started after police tried to stop a driver for suspected DUI.
The suspect was injured and has been taken to the hospital. And a gun that we believe belongs to the suspect was located at the scene.
Police say it started at 2400 South and Redwood Road. Only 3 minutes passed between the initial traffic stop and the shooting. The officer was not injured. Farmers are pleased with this wet, cold winter, but it's not all good news. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell with why.
President of the Utah Farm Bureau, Ron Gibson, says the flooding to come will wipe out his animal feed. The impending floods is just another item added to a long list of things making it difficult to be a farmer. Dairy prices, for example, have dropped by at least 25%, and the ever-present strain of inflation means inputs are starting to outweigh the outputs.
Gibson is urging Utahs to do their best to source local produce during their grocery shopping. Utah's first responders are getting help from therapy dogs for the first time ever.
His name is Tate, and yes, he's cute. And he's a happy 22-month-old Wheaton Terrier. His arrival makes Utah the 24th state to get a handler and dog team from the California nonprofit First Responder Therapy Dogs. According to the St. George News, Tate's handler is a former firefighter named Tom Powell, and they make regular visits to fire and police stations, emergency call centers, and even debriefs after tough emergency situations. The dog will be working in Washington County, and the visits to first responders are all free. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. How is our Friday noontime going, Ricky?
On I-15, we're looking good, but on I-80, I'm afraid we have a fully engulfed vehicle fire. This is westbound I-80. Is going to be prior to Salt Air and the SR-202 junction. They have moved it over to the right shoulder, but we're still waiting for fire crews to get on the scene. It's a long jaunt, so it's going to take a little bit. In the meantime, we do have UHP blocking a right lane of travel, and so far, no delays. There's no place like home, so let's fill our yards with beautiful color this year using flowers from Olson's Greenhouse. Find a garden center selling Olson's plants at OGG.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, it's a wee bit of a chilly start for your weekend. 51 today, cloudy with a chance for showers. We'll go 40 overnight, dry skies. 56 and partly cloudy for your Saturday. Goes to 65 on Sunday with partly cloudy skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 51 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Do April showers bring May flowers, or April snow showers, I should say? Well, let's hope, because there is more snow in the forecast. We'll go in depth with the National Weather Service coming up next.
Hi, Doug Wright, and it's always easy for me to talk about the Kinetico soft water system. When friends ask me about it, sometimes people just stop me in the grocery store and they say, okay, really, now what's the deal with Kinetico? I go, we've had it in two different homes now. We absolutely love the Kinetico soft water system, and it truly is 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today. And here's the best way to really explain what a difference that makes. When I put one bag of salt in our system, a neighbor who has a differing system will put in three. It's that dramatic, and it's totally non-electric. I mean, we just went through the time changes and everything. How many things did you have to adjust and turn it back or forward, whatever the deal might be? You never have to worry about that with Kinetico. It's totally mechanical. This really is the time to call my friends at Kinetico, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Experience the passion and artistry of our world-class musicians when you bring your special someone to the symphony. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30. At UtahSymphony.org or by calling 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the Symphony, Terry Fisher leads a program inspired by the striking Nordic landscape and the passions of its people, featuring a U.S. premiere of a new flute concerto performed by guest soloist Emmanuel Pohud, along with Sibelius's Finlandia and Symphony No. 5. April 21st and 22nd at Marisa Brovnell Hall. Then on April 28th and 29th, the symphony's own principal bassoon, Laurie Wick, and principal clarinet, Tad Kalkara, shine in a piece Strauss imagined as a dance between a bear and a princess. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
farmers have been needing a winter like this one for some time now, but it's not all good news. The short-term impacts will be pretty devastating for this season. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, Utah Republicans will hear from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis at tomorrow's state GOP convention in Orem. Some UVU professors have expressed their displeasure with his presence at the convention. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
Fire crews have now arrived on the scene of this vehicle fire, fully engulfed westbound I-80. It's prior to Salt Air and the SR-202 junction. They are in the process of dousing it, and traffic was temporarily stopped, but now all drivers are able to get by on the far left. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy with a chance for showers today. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 51 degrees downtown, and time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. We're learning more about why prosecutors dropped the involuntary manslaughter charges against actor Alec Baldwin for the fatal shooting on the movie set Rust. A source familiar with the matter tells ABC News the decision was made in part because investigators found the gun that fired and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins to be mechanically improper. A review of that gun finding there were worn joints and the trigger control was not functioning properly. New findings that signaled to New Mexico prosecutors that the gun could fire without pressure on the trigger. ABC's Matt Gutman has more.
Special prosecutors Katie Morrissey and Jason Lewis, who were assigned to the case last month, dismissed the involuntary manslaughter charges without prejudice, but stated new facts were revealed that demand further investigation and forensic analysis in the case. This decision does not absolve Mr. Baldwin of criminal culpability, and charges may be refiled.
Set armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is still facing manslaughter charges. Her attorneys stated they are confident the investigation will exonerate her when it's over. The Supreme Court poised to weigh in on the abortion pill battle. A temporary stay on lower court decisions expires at midnight. ABC's Rachel Scott says the justice's decision could impact access to the medication nationwide, even in states where abortion is legal.
They took more time blowing past their own self-imposed deadline to consider a ruling from a lower court that would propose new significant restrictions and limitations on the abortion pill that's used in more than half of abortions in the United States. Now, this would limit the use of the pill to 7 weeks of pregnancy instead of 10. It would require 3 in-person doctor visits and no longer allow the pill to be available by mail.
5 NFL players have been suspended after the NFL says they found violations of the league's gambling policy. 3 are suspended indefinitely, at least until the end of the 2023 season. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah is welcoming the last weekend of April with more snow. Christine Cruz with the National Weather Service tells us what to expect for the rest of the day.
We're expecting snow to develop across the Wasatch Mountains. That's where the impacts with this system will be. We're looking at about 6 to 12 inches of snow for most of the Wasatch and Western Uintas, with locally up to 15 inches for the upper Cottonwoods through tomorrow morning. It's pretty typical to see high elevation snow even into June across Utah.
So that means late April snow isn't all that unusual in Utah, even if it feels like it.
It's been a record snow year for the mountains, and it's just been below normal for so long that it feels like it's going longer. We have been averaging for the whole month of April, about 2 degrees below normal at the Salt Lake City Airport. But our highs have been lower. Normally we're about 62 degrees today. Right now we're sitting at 48, so it does feel colder than normal, but the snow in the mountains is fairly common this time of year.
And the cooler temperatures are good news for all that potential runoff.
We'll really slow that snow melt, especially where the snow levels are. So it's not going to be melting where it's snowing, right? So what we're doing is we're just slowing that mid and high elevation snow melt to almost nothing while we're this cold. And we're just going to have to see what the temperatures do after the next couple weeks, if it warms up rapidly or if we just see a gradual warm up. That'll have a big influence on how the snow melts off those mountains.
Next week looks warmer. Expect the low 70s by the weekend. Oh, sounds good. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's check in with Ricky Meese.
Fire crews have doused this vehicle fire, and the smoke has also cleared. This is westbound I-80. It's past the Great Salt Lake on the way to Saltair and the SR-202 junction. We're seeing a little bit of backup now. No major delays, but you have to merge over into the left lane in order to get around it. And fire crews are likely going to be on the scene here for a little bit longer. In Salt Lake County, the rest of your freeways are looking good. I-15 in great shape, both directions between Ogden and Provo. The American Heart Association believes all mothers deserve quality care. They thank the governor's office for helping pass legislation extending postpartum Medicaid coverage. Visit YoureTheCure.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast starts out on the chilly side, 51 today. Overcast with showers likely this afternoon. 56 for tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Warms to 65 on Sunday, partly cloudy there. And then another brush by Monday, 66 the high with a chance for showers. We go 56 on Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy both Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Highs in the 60s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy skies, 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. A check of your money news coming up next. Markets right now in good shape, but pretty flat for the day. A complete update of your money news coming up next. And register for breaking news alerts by texting the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line. Text the word news to 57500.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. This can help bring back spontaneity into your relationship that can help increase connection. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and you'll not only get the assessment and blood flow ultrasound free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
Hey, Derek Overstreet here from the New Millennium Group, financial advisors in Utah. You know, I've been helping people retire in the state of Utah for the last 20 years. The way we do that is we actually find out what is important to you. We create a step-by-step plan that takes into consideration your income, your debt, whether you want money from real estate, stock market, annuities, life insurance, whatever. If you want to deal with professionals, people that are fiduciaries and have a legal responsibility and obligation to do what's in your best interest, give my team a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to my website, utahsfinancialplanner.com. If you'd like to retire 3 to 5 years before you thought it was possible, give my team a call right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370.
Hello, everybody. It's me again. Can you feel the magic in the air? Because it's tomato frenzy time at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all large-sized tomato plants are only $2.99 each. That's half price, and they're huge. And grown from seed right here at J&J. And while you're here, why not pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil? to help you strengthen your vegetable garden for only $4.98 a cubic foot bag. So make some garden magic. Come to the Tomato Frenzy Sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You've got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
What would you do in the event of a cyber attack on your business? Learn from the experts on April 27th at the WebCheck Security Cyber Summit. Register at WebCheckSecurity.com.
KSL News Time 1224. There is a mystery unfolding outside of Denver.
In Jefferson County, there's a hunt for a killer. A killer who investigators say threw a rock at the car of 20-year-old Alexa Bartell as she was driving down a road. The person was either in another car or on the side of the road. The thrown rock hit Bartell. She crashed and was found dead. Jackie Kelly with the Sheriff's Department.
We don't understand why this happened.
A possible suspect truck and description have been ruled out. Investigators say they have no suspects. The person who threw the rock is believed to be responsible for other similar attacks on cars in the area. Alex Stone, ABC News.
KSL News Time 1225, watching Utah's money. Utah-based soda shop Swig is celebrating its 50th store with 50-cent cookies and drinks. It's hard to miss the dirty soda craze, Swig says. It started a decade ago, where sodas get mixed with syrups, fruit juices, and half and half, and have names like Shark Attack and Buttery Beer. There are now Swig stores in Utah, Arizona, Oklahoma, and Texas. For a limited time, Big Mac sauce will now come in bottles and packets instead of just burgers. Starting April 27th, the McDonald's app will give customers free dipping cups of the sauce when they get chicken nuggets, and customers can order packets with their other food. The last time McDonald's did this was in 2017 when they gave out 10,000 bottles of that special sauce. It's actually happening. Twitter is removing the blue checks of people who got them pre-Elon Musk and haven't paid to keep them. Beyonce, Lady Gaga, Kim Kardashian, and Oprah are just a few of the prominent names who have lost their verification. Some favorite celebrities of Musk are having their checks personally comped by the CEO, including LeBron James and Stephen King. And I will say I was very sad to see my blue check disappear. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 10 points, sitting at 33,795, S&P 500 up by 5, and the NASDAQ up by 29 points. It's a gold heist seemingly ripped from the pages of a Hollywood movie script. Millions in bullion gone.
Police in Canada investigating a brazen Ocean's 11-style gold heist at Toronto's International Airport. On April 17th, a high-value air container arrived and was placed in a holding warehouse, $15 million worth. And Peel Regional Police Inspector Stephen Diverston says it wasn't just bullion inside.
It did contain gold, but was not exclusive to gold and contained other items of monetary value.
The thieves gaining access, presumably loading the entire contents onto a truck and driving off. No arrests announced, no suspects named. Dave Packer, ABC News.
We're tracking the stories that affect homes.
This water is seeping into people's basements from the ground below.
We're updating news about Wall Street and your savings.
What's Science Bank saying about this?
And we help you get to work and home faster.
We've got that delay coming down the hill on Highway 89 out of Ogden.
Listen to KSL first thing in the day for key stories about your community. And stream us throughout the day for important talk. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and for so many years you've heard me talk about my great friends at Burt Brothers and all the things they do to keep our cars running safely on the road. Many people know them for the tires and, of course, the great prices, but I want you to get to know Burt Brothers for their service as well. More than just tires, they do brakes and batteries, oil changes, heat and AC, shocks and struts, factory maintenance, basically everything to keep your car running safely out there on the road. But right now, I do want to talk about some of their pricing on tires, up to $150 back on select Goodyear tires and up to $100 back on select Toyo tires. And by the way, visit the all-new BurtBrothers.com to shop and compare and buy and book your appointments right there online. Burt Brothers, always striving to do it better. Burt Brothers Tire and Service, it's your one-stop shop for complete auto care, simply done better. We're talking the many locations now of Burt Brothers.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's sponsored by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky, what's happening?
Just one problem to deal with on the noontime drive this Friday afternoon. It's westbound I-80, a vehicle fire past the Great Salt Lake, but before Salt Air. You're going to see just a little bit of backup, and the right lane is blocked in that area. Advanced Window Products, affordable windows from their factory to your front door in 8 weeks, guaranteed. 801-850-9100 or advancedwindowsusa.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, it looks like we start out the weekend chilly, highs in the low 50s today with a chance for showers. Overnight lows in the low 40s. We'll then go 56 for your Saturday, partly cloudy skies, 65 for Sunday, sun and clouds. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, mostly cloudy.
That if the federal government was able to pass a law such as this, that would trump, it would supersede any state law.
KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says if anything, Utah would probably just have to make some tweaks since the two bans are so similar. But this will likely go down as a hypothetical scenario since the bill is not expected to make it through the Democrat-controlled Senate. And even if it did, President Biden said he'd veto it. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The sponsor of the bill that made the ban effective here is sharing her thoughts on this national bill. Representative Kira Berkland tells us she thinks states, including Utah, are trying to be more fair than people think.
I think people really are trying, for the most part, to balance what is compassionate and kind with what is fair for women.
While the two are similar, Representative Berkland says that she prefers to have the state law by itself, since Utah's law has a commission to take a closer look at each individual case. KSL's top national stories. Montana's first openly transgender woman representative is facing heat from her Republican counterparts. This comes after she opposed a bill that would restrict gender-affirming health care to trans minors statewide.
If you vote yes on this bill and yes on these amendments, I hope the next time there's an invocation, when you bow your heads in prayer, you see the blood on your hands.
Zephyr posted a statement to her Twitter account this morning saying, in part, no amount of silencing tactics will deter her from standing up for the rights of the transgender community. Meantime, protesters are gathering outside the Minnesota State Capitol building ahead of the Senate's vote on three health care bills there. Now, these include a bill dealing with reproductive rights, a ban on conversion therapy, and a bill that would prevent out-of-state laws from interfering with gender-affirming health care. The White House is planning to welcome three Democratic lawmakers who made headlines for facing expulsion from the House of Representatives in Tennessee. Now, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the president is looking forward to next week's visit.
It was undemocratic when they were expelled essentially ousted out of their seats. And it was also an attack on our democracy.
The lawmakers faced expulsion for lobbying for gun reform. A Colorado school bus driver is facing 30 counts of child abuse after reportedly slamming on the brakes to teach kids what they need to that they need to stay in their seats. ABC's Rhiannon Alley reports.
You guys want to see how dangerous that is? Do you get that? That's why you need to be in your seat. Turn around and sit down properly. If you guys can't do that, you will get written up. You get that?
The 61-year-old driver, Brian Fitzgerald, who was going about 9 miles an hour, was fired. The kids, shaken.
My son came tearing through the door that afternoon. He sprinted all the way home. He was out of breath and red-faced and absolutely sobbing and shaking. He was terrified.
The Douglas County School District releasing a statement saying the behavior and actions of this bus driver are completely unacceptable. Fitzgerald did not respond to ABC News, but in a letter he sent to the school that was obtained by KRDO, he apologized for his actions, saying, if I were able to redo what I did, I would rethink my decisions.
The district says he will never drive a school bus again. General Mark Milley is reiterating the U.S. dedication to providing Ukraine with weapons and training today.
This coalition will continue to provide vital training and additional capabilities for air defense and maneuver to enable Ukraine's ongoing fight.
Milley says 2,500 Ukrainian servicemen are currently being trained by instructors from NATO countries in Germany. Twitter has removed the government-funded media label off some accounts for outlets like NPR, PBS, and the BBC. NPR and PBS cited the label as the reason that they ditched the platform. A spike in graffiti in Tooele has police trying to do what they can to make arrests. And there's a group of businesses who have an idea that they will help slow the problem. KSL-TV's Andrew Adams has more.
Tooele's Downtown Alliance recently began the mural program and has plans to expand it.
We're looking at doing two more here coming up in the next year and a half or so. People will drive around looking for murals to get pictures in front of them.
Business leaders say if taggers don't get the message.
If you want to do art, that's art. Graffiti's not.
The murals will eventually spell it out for them.
You want to be appreciated for what you can do? Do one of these.
The Tooele Downtown Alliance has started a mural program to cover walls that are often tagged with graffiti. First look traffic. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
The flames are out. The smoke has cleared, but we still have fire crews on the scene of this vehicle fire. Westbound I-80, a couple of miles prior to Salt Air, that right lane is blocked to traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35. I don't know about you, but spring fever has hit me pretty hard. I just can't wait to spend more time out in my yard, making sure that my flower beds look great, and making sure that I have yummy tomatoes throughout the season. And this is the time where I really want to get my hands dirty and make sure that my soil has the nutrients it needs. And that's where the dirt bag comes in. The dirt bag has this wonderful organic mountain compost, or they have rich garden soil plus. And those things will get our yards off to just a great start. And the dirt bag, I love how they just deliver their cubic yard bags right to your driveway. It just makes life so much easier. There's no hauling around bags to those spots that you need it. And for me, hauling those bags is just so hard on my back, something I really want to avoid. And here's what you can get in the Dirt Bags cubic yard bags. You can get garden soil, shredded bark mulch, dark or black bark mulch, and their organic mountain compost. If you need to save a little bit of extra money and you have a pickup truck, you can actually go out to their yard and pick up these items by bulk, but just make sure you call ahead. Visit thedirtbag.com for details. That is thedirtbag.com. This is one dirt bag you love.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Flooding taking place in other areas along the Wasatch Front.
Looky-loos in Sugar House in your home. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Getting close to retirement? Or have you retired? You've probably got a ton of stress-filled questions on your mind. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Getting a second opinion with an individualized investment plan is vital, and our fiduciary advisors do just that. Take it from this Trajan Wealth client.
It was just so pleasant, so comfortable. I think we had seven different accounts, just stuff scattered all over the place. And then so we just started here. Here's this, move this. And he explained it a couple different times. But if I have more questions, he said, just give us a call. And that's what I love. He's a phone call away. Like, I'm glad I know these guys. Such a huge weight off my shoulder.
Imagine not second-guessing investments or monthly retirement income. That's the peace of mind you'll get from working with Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600 today or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Actual client, no compensation, no conflicts. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story this hour, the U.S. House of Representatives approved a bill to ban transgender females from competing in girls' sports. Utah already has a law on the books for this, and legal analysts say the federal law would mean some very minor tweaks to Utah's existing law. KSL News Time, 12:38. The trial of Lori Vallow Daybell is taking the day off after jurors heard some new questions about the death of her husband, Charles Vallow. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell has more.
We know Lori Vallow Daybell's late husband, Charles Vallow, was shot twice by her brother, Alex Cox, in their Phoenix home. Now, Cox told police it was in self-defense. He even had a laceration to the back of his head, which he claimed was from a baseball bat swung at him by Vallow. But Chandler, Arizona Police Sergeant Nathan Moffat testified the gash didn't look like it came from a baseball bat at all. He also told the jury the scene looked like Charles Vallow was shot for the second time whilst on the ground because one of the bullets was lodged in the floor under his body. Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
When the trial resumes on Monday, Hugo will be in the courtroom keeping you up to date on what's happening in Boise. The winter runoff is causing major issues for one Layton family. Their home is starting to crack and crumble thanks to a slow-moving landslide.
Imagine you start hearing running water, but it's coming from under your driveway. That's exactly what led one man in Layton to call firefighters earlier this month.
And then they came out and they told him that he needed to be out of the house for a couple of days until it settled down.
Terry Phelps tells KSL-TV's Ashley Moser that things have not settled down. Phelps is now worried things will only get worse, but
what's most important is I still have my family and our renter is okay.
City officials are working to divert water, including digging a ditch above the house. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Members of the Civil Air Patrol are helping Sandy City map out its storm drains to help prevent flooding in the city. 12-year-old cadet Staff Sergeant Jack Goodman tells KSL-TV he understands why their work is needed.
My whole house is flooded. It was scary, honestly. We had to be out of our house for a little while.
Oh, he says they're checking the drains, taking pictures of any that have any problems, and writing down the coordinates. Now, their adult leaders say this is helping the cadets build their on-the-ground skills. KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Any problem spots, Ricky?
Well, we still have the final cleanup of the vehicle fire in on the way to Tooele. Now, this is westbound I-80. It's still blocking a right lane of traffic, but there are no delays because you can get by in the left lane. The vehicle fire is westbound I-80 a couple miles prior to Saltaire. And even though that right lane is blocked and crews are still on the scene, you're going to see a smooth drive if you need to go to Tooele County or into the West Desert on the way to Nevada. Here, a little closer to home, we have a good drive on all the Salt Lake County freeways. I-15 in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Our main secondaries are also in good shape. Is your AC unit 15 years or older? You're paying too much to cool your home. Schedule a certified professional to install a new energy-efficient Carrier air conditioning system at GilletteHVAC.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, a nice little warming trend set for your weekend, but we got to start at the bottom of the hill. 51 today with cloudy skies and a chance for showers. 40 overnight goes to 56 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. Dry skies continue on your Sunday. 65 the high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. It feels pretty nippy. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, there's a unique program to help provost school students with health screenings. We will go in depth on that coming up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
At Weedman, we believe your lawn should make you proud. It should make you happy every single day. A Weedman lawn is that perfect staycation spot for making memories with your family and friends. An outdoor oasis that allows you to instantly relax and unwind. For over 50 years, Weedman has made backyard dreams come true by using only the finest products, like our exclusive golf course quality fertilizers, to give your grass exactly what it needs right when it needs it. The result? A lush, healthy lawn ready for your next outdoor nap, family football game, or backyard barbecue. So don't settle for less when it comes to your yard. Rely on the local professionals at Weedman. We'll transform your lawn into that beautiful outdoor space you deserve. Visit Weedman.com today for your free, no-obligation quote. At Weedman, we care for your lawn.
Hi, Doug Wright, along with Steve Sales. We do the movie show together, and we have become genuine fans of NPS. We like to, it has a real name, but we like to think of it as Nice Place to Save or Nice Place to Shop. And Steve, you are such a fan of the industrial area that they have in the Salt Lake store.
I think because they make it interesting for me, I love to go through the bins and find the little things that might be of interest. And I love getting little deals like that. So, yeah, I love going to the industrial side, but I also love the grocery side, too.
That's right. Grocery and kind of the drugstore side and home goods and so on, bedding. And it's incredible. And on top of some of the regular deals, 30 to 70% off all the time on name brand, brand new stuff. Mm. But boy, when you can get 50% additionally off clothing and clothing accessories and sunglasses and eyeglass frames, it just goes on and on. There are four locations of NPS. There's Layton, there's Orem, and Salt Lake.
At Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, we made a bold promise to build the nation's model health system for children. Join us in realizing our vision for the future of pediatric care. So together, we can expand primary children's impact and ensure every child has access to the right care at the right place at the right time. For a century, Primary Children's has kept the child first and always. Help us continue to do so for the next 100 years. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
KSL News Time 1245, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
could a national ban on transgender athletes competing in women's sports affect Utah's ban? One expert says it could make minor impacts if it actually made it through Congress. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, cooler temperatures today and tomorrow are helping slow the snow melt, or helping that snow melt stay intact and not creating so much runoff and therefore flooding. The warmer weather is on the way for next week. Third, traffic and weather together. Let's begin with Ricky Meese.
Vehicle fire is doused, but the right lane still restricted westbound to I-80 a couple of miles prior to Saltaire. If you're going to be traveling this direction, just scoot over to the left and you'll be able to get around it just fine. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Chilly with highs in the low 50s and a chance for showers. I'm Matt Johnson.
52 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Four members of the Detroit Lions, along with the player from the Washington Commanders, suspended by the NFL, the league says, for violating gambling policy violations.
Quintus Cephas and C.J. Moore of the Detroit Lions and Shaka Tony of the Washington Commanders suspended for at least the 2023 season for gambling on NFL games. ESPN NFL insider Dan Graziano lays out the rules.
They found that they bet on NFL games, strictly prohibited under the NFL's gambling policy for everyone in the entire league, players, anybody who works in the league, etc.
In addition, two players from the Lions have been suspended for the team's first six regular season games. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Demonstrations outside the Supreme Court today over the abortion drug mifepristone. The Supreme Court expected to make a decision that could affect access to the pill. President Biden hosting a ceremony in the Rose Garden this hour, all to mark Earth Day. That's actually tomorrow. He's expected to announce new actions to help advance environmental justice. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. School kids in Provo will soon be able to get free health screenings under a new program. Mayor Michelle Cafusi says she was inspired by her own experience as a kid of going without regular checkups.
We just want to change the trajectory of the health and the needs for these children. And statistics show if we catch things early, it ends up saving the families, the taxpayers, millions and millions of dollars. So that really is our goal, is to get in and help these kids. I mean, I was reading a story about a child who was having eye problems. Nobody knew. They were in a poverty cycle type generational family, and the student was failing, and they were, you know, going to basically put him into the mediation program, and come to find out he just was shy and they always had him in the back of the classroom. He just needed glasses. They put glasses on that kid and straight A's all the way through sixth grade till he moved on to junior high. So wouldn't that have been tragic had they not come in and done a program similar to this and been able to help this child not only with succeed in school, but with self-esteem and confidence. And if you can get these kids, and just like myself, if we could have gained our confidence and not had to navigate medical issues that we're so young that we don't even understand, But someone can come in and tell us, you know, let's get you a set of glasses and let's see if that helps. Or we hear a little heart murmur in your heart. Let's get you into a doctor to take a deeper look at this. All those things are all wins for the whole community in Provo. And children are our most precious commodity here in Provo, and they are our future. And so all of this, getting ahead of it and being able to do a positive lift to the whole community is a win-win.
Students at NURTA College of Osteopathic Medicine will work with the Provo School District to give these free screenings. Mayor Cafusi says they are fundraising for the program, but just for things like supplies. Now, the official launch is expected this fall. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky?
I'm seeing a little bit of heavy and slow traffic moving southbound on I-15, approaching 700 South Clearfield. Not really sure what's the cause. We'll keep an eye on that. And then we have the vehicle fire still being mopped up. This is westbound I-80. It's a couple of miles prior to the SR 202 junction, and Salt Air is still blocking a right lane of traffic. Rekindle your adventure in a place everyone will enjoy. Cedar City and Bryan Head. Shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. Overcast with a chance for showers today, high of 51. 56 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Warms to 65 on Sunday, partly cloudy there as well. 66 on Monday, chance for showers as another little brush by scoots on by northern Utah. We'll go mostly cloudy, 56 on Tuesday. Partly cloudy for your Wednesday, 63. How about pushing 70 by next Thursday? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, mostly cloudy, 52 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Hey, if you are ready to declutter and you just don't know what to do with all that stuff, I'd like to invite you to listen to an interview that I did this week for the Let's Get Moving with Maria podcast. The interview was done with Tracy McCubbin. She's the author and founder of Declutterfly. And what's great about it, she tells you exactly why it's so hard to get rid of some of these things, the meaning that we give to them, and she gives you priorities. So check it out, the Let's Get Moving with Maria podcast. You can find it at kslnewsradio.com under podcasts or anywhere else that you like to get your podcasts.
When I lost the 34 pounds on the Soda weight loss program, when I first started the program, I was a little hesitant because I thought, I've done these weight loss programs before. I always gain it back. And this one is just different. I am telling you, Soda weight loss, the weight falls off because all you do is follow what they tell you to do. You just do what they say. The weight, 2 to 3 pounds a week I lost, I'd get on the scale and be shocked that more weight had come off. But here's the clincher. Don't you want to just do this one more time and never again? So once you lose the weight, you can stay on the maintenance program for the rest of your life if you want to and check in regularly with a nutritionist.
Well, and your experience of 2 to 3 pounds is exactly average for a female. Males will lose a little bit more than that, 3 to 5 pounds. But my daughter lost 42 and changed so much about her life. She just feels better every day, not just physically, but emotionally and physically looking at herself in the mirror, you know. She feels different about her life. They can change your life, too. Go to SotaWeightLoss.com, spelled S-O-T-A. It is state-of-the-art.
General RV is having a factory direct pricing sale. Factory direct, factory direct. It's all happening April 19th through the 22nd. We want to make it easy for you to get out camping, so we're rolling back prices. They can't get any lower, lower, lower. That means thousands of dollars in savings on motor homes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and more. General RV is having a factory direct pricing sale. Only at General RV in Draper off I-15.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair, Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years.
Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
KSL News Time 1254. Some celebrities say their blue check marks on Twitter didn't disappear, even though they're not paying.
Twitter's removed the blue check marks from legacy verified accounts. They were used to make sure accounts of notable people or organizations were actually run by those people or groups. Now a check mark is going to cost subscribers $8 a month, but apparently not everybody has to pay. Author Stephen King tweeting that he hasn't paid and his account is still sporting a blue check. And NBA superstar LeBron James said he wouldn't pay, but there's still a check on his Twitter. Elon Musk tweeting, "I'm paying for a few, personally." Dave Packer, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money. BuzzFeed News is no more. The site launched in 2012, and CEO Jonah Peretti says even though he has come to realize big platforms wouldn't adequately support paywall-free and social media-focused journalism, BuzzFeed laid off 15% of its workforce and will keep HuffPost as its sole news program. Texans aren't happy with the giant SpaceX Starship left that equally massive dust cloud. Residents of a town 6 miles away say the launch left a blanket of muck on their homes and businesses, and it shattered a gym's window. The town spokeswoman says SpaceX showed no immediate concern for people's health. You may have gotten your greens and grains at the farmer's market. Now you can grab tulips and dahlias at the flower market. The Utah Flower Market started Wednesday in Pleasant Grove and will last until October. It's a collaboration by 12 farmers who plan to sustainably grow in-season flowers, plus specialty breeds like sunflowers and cosmos. Now you can find them at Grove Station in Pleasant Grove. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow just turned into negative territory, down by just 5 points, sitting at 33,783, S&P up by one, and the NASDAQ up by 11 points.
Hey guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
Hey, folks, it's Doug and Kathy with Window World.
Doug, can you believe it's been 20 years?
What's been 20 years?
Well, since we opened our first Window World store.
That is amazing. Our motto today is the same. Quality products, professionally installed, backed up by our awesome warranty.
And our team shares those very same values.
Come see us today. We have stores in Murray and Spanish Fork for your convenience.
Experience the Window World difference. Call 801-281-8111 or visit windowworldutah.com.
And we promise no baloney.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Hi there, this is Clark Ivory with Ivory Homes. 2023 is going to be amazing, especially if you choose to move into a new Ivory home. If you want to buy a new Ivory home but aren't ready to sell your existing home, we can help out. Smart Move Guarantee takes all the hassle out of renting your existing home. They manage the rental process and maintenance and guarantee your rental rate for 3 years. Smart Move Guarantee is exclusive to Ivory Homes. Drop by one of our model homes today.
KSL Broadcast Group contests are open to participants 13 years of age and older that are residents of Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, and Nevada, unless otherwise specified. Employees or agents of the station, Bonneville International Corporation, or other area radio stations, or any entity associated with the contest may not enter. Persons who have won in the last 90 days from a station contest or event are not eligible. Full general contest rules are available at kslnewsradio.com.
KSL News Time, 12:59. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And here's Ricky Meese.
We're in the final cleanup stages of the earlier vehicle fire. Everybody over to the right shoulder, westbound I-80, a couple of miles prior to the SR 202 junction by Salt Air. And some unusual delays, southbound I-15 going through Clearfield in Davis County, and a crash called out by Salt Lake City PD at 9th East and 2600 South. Box Elder County is for the birds. The spring migration is in full swing at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And the forecast, it's a chilly one today. The high only in the low 50s. A little bit warmer over the weekend. 52 degrees right now downtown.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.